Hey bloggers, guess what? It's Friday. Yay. So today we're going to continue our talk about the 13 principles of the Blogger's Manifesto, and we're on number 7. And like I've been saying, if you're new to me or to the podcast and you're just coming in the middle of this, check the show notes. There's a link that will take you to one episode that goes over all 13, and then you can deep dive into any of those that you'd like. But we're on number 7 today, and it is this. We focus our SEO efforts on converting keywords. Recognizing the shift in Google's priorities, we refine our SEO focus towards long-tail keywords that align with our products and affiliate offerings, ensuring our content remains discoverable and relevant, even as we navigate the complexities of a changing digital landscape. So, what I have said, focus our SEO efforts on just converting words 2 years ago? No. But times are changing, right? And in order for us to make the same amount of money or more than we are accustomed to making with our blog, we've got to make some changes. And those changes include targeting high dollar affiliates that are a match for one or more of the personas that you've identified, and creating products for the personas that you've identified. So we'll go into talking about maximizing your revenue per reader through products and affiliates in a later principle. But the idea here is that it's harder now to rank on more general terms. And so the best resolve for that is to focus on high converting, long tail keywords that bring in exactly the right people to buy your affiliate partner's product or to buy your product. So what that means is you have identified the personas that you're going to be tackling, and you understand their needs, and you have crafted products, or at least you have on your radar the products that you're going to craft for those personas. And then you, all the new content that you create or the manner in which you update existing content is designed with those high converting keywords in mind. Okay, so why is this important? Well, if you focus on converting keywords, particularly long tail keywords, then you're going to get more targeted traffic to your site. And usually the people who are coming to visit are a little bit further along in the buying process and more likely to convert. And that's the case for your products as well as your affiliate products. The other thing I think is just with regard to long tail keywords is that it's easier to rank now on those. It used to be the case that high volume, I'm not going to say generic keywords, but maybe mid-tail keywords were easier to rank for. Now, they generally have a higher competitive difficulty level, but now I'm looking at, you know, my own blog. We used to rank number one for, you know, a good third of our content, at least one, two, or three for a third of our content. That's a more conservative estimate. And now that's definitely not the case. And so it behooved me to write mid-tail keyword posts because I knew I could rank for them. But, you know, now the 16 giants have taken over. So unless you're Quora, Reddit, or a Meredith publication, you're going to find a lot of competition around those mid-size, mid-tail keywords. So again, long-tail keywords are going to help you to get more, not just the right traffic, but get more traffic than you otherwise would because the competition's a little bit less. The other thing that it does is really allow you to offer a better experience for the readers who are coming to your site, because your content will align a lot more closely with user intention, which we know is super important, because it's the very nature, as long as you answer the question, it's the very nature of long tail keywords, right? Things to do in Florida is one thing. Things to do in Florida in summer is another. Things to do in Florida in summer on a budget. Now that's very specific. So there might not be a lot of people searching for that, but the people who are searching for that are ready to go. And there's not as much competition, and they can feel confident that your content really aligns with the intention of that keyword. And then when you pick a targeted keyword and you have a clear intention, then the products and services that you are offering them, whether it's there on the page or whether it's through follow-up emails, if they sign up for your lead magnet, for example, you can feel just a lot more comfortable that it all aligns with what they're looking for, the answer they're looking for. And that obviously is the thing that will increase your conversion rates. So those are my big reasons why I think it's important now to focus on those high converting long tail keywords. So the next thing we always talk about, how do you put it in practice? And I think it's not different than looking for the medium tail keywords that we've looked for in the past. You're still going to do the keyword research, but your vetting process is going to be different. Your selection process is going to be different. So you'll still want to focus on building topic clusters around topics that align with the persona, especially that align with your product. And do the long tail keyword research on those. I mean, it's so funny. I think about, let's say, Georgia State Parks. I, in the past, might have overlooked something that was like, I don't know what the search volume is on this, but I'm just guessing here. What are the best hiking trails in the state parks, you know, to take with toddlers, in lieu of something like waterfalls, you know? Waterfalls in Georgia. And so that's so much bigger, and we were able to rank on it. Now I haven't looked, but I'm guessing we don't rank on that anymore. But if I just have people looking for waterfalls in Georgia, might they want to buy my Georgia State Parks travel guide? Maybe. But if I have people who are looking specifically for trails for their toddlers in Georgia State Parks, then it's much more likely to convert. So you're still going to do the keyword research, even if, I remember where I was going with this. Even if it has a search volume, you know, instead of 3,000, it has a search volume of 300. If you've got a high ticket affiliate program there, or if you've got a product there, then you could potentially reach more people, make more money with fewer people. So, you know, I'm thinking about, let's say that you make, I don't know, I'm trying to guess here, $2? No, maybe not $2. I can't do the math in my head right now, but let's say you make 50 cents per person who comes to, you know, to your site to visit. That was great when you had a mid-tail keyword, but now that you have a short tail or a long tail keyword with a smaller volume, you've got to make a lot more money when they come to visit. And the way you do that is with those affiliates and products. So if you don't go down the path of personas, of topic clusters, of products, of high ticket affiliate items, if you don't go down that track, then there's no point in doing long tail keyword content, because you're not going to be able to make up the revenue in volume. Like you can't put out 5,000 posts a year in order to, you know, to have enough volume to get the same amount of ad revenue unless you use AI, but that's not the approach that we take here. So it's definitely the path I'm taking. It's definitely what I recommend, but you've got to have the rest of this strategy in place for that to make sense. Okay, I had a little tangent there. Sorry. So how do we put into practice? Keyword research, same way you've always done it. And listen, if you are like, I'm not really familiar with keyword research, that's okay. If you're in the membership, we've got practical keyword research course that's available to you. And it walks you through how to do keyword research on, I think, 4 or 5 different tools. So take a look at that. If you're not in the membership, come be part of the membership. If for 1 month, try it out. And if you hate it, you can leave. And if you don't hate it, I think you won't hate it. I think you'll love it. Then you can stay and hang out with us. The other thing that's great about it, or the way you could put it into practice, is this is how you can fill the holes in your topic clusters. So you can use those long tail keywords for additional supporting content, or if you need a pillar post. Generally, pillar posts have a little bit higher volume, not always, but generally. So you use this in your content creation process. And that's it. It's not any different than anything that we've talked about in the past, except the criteria that you use in order to pick the keyword, is different. Instead of a minimum threshold of, for me, it used to be 1,500 words per month. Now I don't even have a minimum threshold because I think, well, if I can get anybody there and get them to buy the product, then it becomes worth it. One person a month, it's probably, more money than a lot of the articles are getting from ad revenue now. So that's my suggestion. So what is your call to action? Your call to action for this principle is to either look at the wish list of keywords that you might have for future content, or and evaluate it to make sure those are long tail keywords that are high converting for your products or your affiliate partners. And then if you don't have a list you're working from, I know I am a planner to 11. So not everybody has a list of keywords that they want to write for. But if you don't, I would encourage you to just take, maybe an hour and use the tool that you want to use to do some keyword research for those, for your products, for your best converting affiliate products, and see, you've probably been looking at mid-tail keywords. Look at the long tail keywords, see what's out there, and make a list in that way. And then if you did the call to action from the last episode where I said, build a, I guess it was 2 episodes ago. Do your topic clusters and then identify where the gaps are. Fill those gaps, like I said earlier, with the long tail keywords that are converting keywords. And please remember, a long tail keyword doesn't mean it's necessarily a converting keyword. A long tail keyword could be, why is my cat chasing its tail? There's no opportunity for conversion there that I can think of offhand anyway. And it's still a long tail keyword. So you're looking for high converting or converting keywords, and it's most likely that you'll be able to rank on those if they're more long tail. There we go. That's your call to action. That's principle number 7. And next week, we'll tackle a few more. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.